England's Royal Shakespeare Company is in the United States this week, presenting the rarely performed Henry VI trilogy and Richard III at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Playing the role of Henry is a 24-year-old actor named David Oyelowo. His casting caused something of a flutter in England when it was announced last year. That's because he's the first black actor to play an English king in a Royal Shakespeare Company production. Michigan Radio's Donovan Reynolds has this profile of the actor that some critics are calling the Black Olivier.
Costumed in his white and gold robes, David Oyelowo looks every inch a king.
Ah, what a life were this. How sweet. How lovely.
Oyelowo's regal bearing comes naturally to him. His father is the exiled king of a region in Nigeria. He says at first he was surprised by the fuss over his casting as Henry VI. There were many articles in the English press, especially after an Oxford professor came forward to opine that Shakespeare's king should only be played by white actors.
I think that from here on in, you'd have to have pretty good excuses to shut the door on a good black actor for playing any Shakespearean part now, because it feels like this was kind of the last frontier.
Born in Oxford, Oyelowo lived in Nigeria during the 1980s. When his family returned to England in 1989, he says he went through a tremendous culture shock.
The African ethos, certainly that I had grown up with in Nigeria, was a work ethic, you know, it was a self-betterment thing. And to come to England and to encounter other black kids who were telling me I was, you know, they have an expression, coconut. They would call me a coconut, i.e. black on the outside, white on the inside, just because I was prepared to do my work. And that was a real shock, actually. And I kind of was very annoyed at the... I was like, well, how dare you, you know? If you're going to be Afrocentric, if you're going to talk about being black, don't talk to me, who's just literally got off the boat from Africa.
As a young man in school, Oyelowo thought he would become a lawyer. He acted in youth theater, but never thought it was possible to get paid for having so much fun. But one day, a teacher insisted he go to drama school. He applied to the London Academy of Dramatic Art and received a scholarship to train as an actor.
Would I were dead, if God's good will were so, for what is in this world but grief and woe? Oh, God! Methinks it were a happy life to be no better than a homely swain. To sit upon a hill as I do now. To carve out dials quaintly, point by point, thereby to see the minutes how they run. How many makes the hour full complete? How many hours brings about the day? How many days will finish up the year? How many years a mortal man may live?
Oyelowo says he was bowled over to be chosen for the role of Henry VI by the Royal Shakespeare Company, despite glowing reviews of his work since leaving drama school. Michael Boyd is the RSC's director for the Henry plays.
It's a spark. There's a spark there. A kind of extraordinary clarity, which isn't just about saying your words carefully and clearly.
Boyd says Oyelowo has a lot in common with his fellow actor Aidan McArdle, who plays Richard III in the trilogy.
They've both got some strange umbilical cord between them and the audience that's very, very open, and they allow themselves to be fed by the audience, and they're very generous-spirited with the audience. There's a sort of slight translucence of the soul of really people like David and Aidan who can really fly.
Now sways it this way like a mighty sea forced by the tide to combat with the wind. Now sways it that way, like the self-same sea forced to retire by fury of the wind. Sometime the flood prevails, and then the wind. Now one better, then another best, both tugging to be victors breast to breast, yet neither conqueror nor conquered. So is the...
University of Michigan professor Ralph Williams, who watched Oyelowo perform the part of Henry VI, says he was impressed by the actor's capacity for hard work and attention to detail. In addition to his technical skills, Williams says Oyelowo's real strength as an actor is his humanity.
He has a capacity to feel and image and project innocence. He also is profoundly vulnerable. And as one watches him, one's heart and mind go out to him.
Professor Williams says Oyelowo's performance makes one sympathetic for Henry VI, who failed to lead his country through the chaos of the Wars of the Roses. Oyelowo says Shakespeare's Henry is a man of many strengths in a very weak position.
I feel a lot of affinity with Henry VI, primarily because, one of his, I suppose, what people would say his biggest weaknesses, and I would say his biggest strengths as a human being, is his faith, you know. And I'm a born-again Christian myself, and I know exactly what it is to live in a world where the way you live your life is deemed a bit strange, you know, because the acting profession is a very godless one and quite hedonistic. The drug culture and the penchant for kind of infidelity and all that is quite high. And so, you know, I understand what it is to kind of be coming from a different place.
Oyelowo admires Henry VI for his constancy, while all around him are changing allegiances as the political winds blow. He describes the king as the barometer by which to measure the evil and ambition of the other characters. In the end, despite his political failures, Henry realizes he's happy with himself, even if the world is an evil and oppressive place.
And I think that's where the maturity comes from. It's a realization that he can only be responsible for his own soul. And I would say that's the truth.
The Royal Shakespeare Company is performing Henry VI in Ann Arbor, Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Donovan Reynolds.